Welcome everyone, this is Plus 90 with Kemal and
Tamar.
And tonight we have the most handsome Asian in the campus. And his name is
Tomoki Sasaki.
Sasaki, Tomoki Sasaki.
Yeah.
That sounds like, what was that? There was like this old anime with the football, Tsubaki?
I have no idea.
You don't know? You've never seen it?
No.
That I grew up with that.
That's not one I've watched before.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I've never seen... Wait, is my microphone on right now?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like I'm not hearing anything through my headphones.
Yeah, okay. I'm not hearing anything through mine.
Can you talk a little bit more?
Okay, so when I hold it real close, then I hear it in my...
I can, like...
Wait, maybe you should just increase the microphone sound.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Is it good? I'm hearing anything through these.
Well, how about now?
Is good.
I just increased the headphone volume. Yeah, I guess you guys are used to more like higher volume.
I'm glad
everyone's happy
now.
Although
it might be a bit too loud, can we decrease it just a little?
Now you want it to be
a little though.
How's that?
Okay, this is great. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, welcome to Plus 90. We already started getting comments about how handsome Tomoki is. If you would like to call us about how if you just want to call Tomoki and like declare anything on the phone, our phone number is 610-330-5316. I'm going to repeat that once again. Just so you know, 610-330-5316. And if you call us, we'll be airing your voice as well, so you'll be part of the program. We could have a most handsome female from the campus to call Tomoki. Well, what are we playing tonight, Tomoki?
I have a different selection of maybe places I've lived in. We'll start with a Japanese song.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they won't all be Japanese. Be a mix. Some, I don't know, American, some Japanese, maybe.
So, Tomoki, outside of Japan, what places have you lived in?
Rwanda.
I was born in Ethiopia, England, and Kenya.
So, are your parents diplomats or something?
No, they're actually missionaries.
Missionaries.
Yeah.
Have you guys hanged out before?
Not really, that much, actually.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, because I'm really close with Tomoki.
Yeah.
We go way back. When he was born in Ethiopia, I was there.
Yeah.
Emotionally, I was
there. Wait, so where do they live now?
They're still in Rwanda.
Oh, wow.
So that's where I go back home.
How are the house prices in Rwanda?
Cheaper than the US.
How cheap?
A lot cheaper. I don't really know. I didn't really keep track. If you asked me like 2 years ago, I would have remembered. But yeah.
If you wanted a palace.
A palace? I don't know, dude. It depends. Also depends what like city and like what. Yeah. But since we live.
I'm just.
Yeah.
What are you? So first song is Japanese.
Yeah. So it's called Kimi wa Taiyo, which means you are the sun, or you are the sun. It's by Spitz, which is actually, see, what's funny is like the type of Japanese music I listen to isn't really popular these days because
that's perfect.
Because I'm not, you know, I didn't grow up with Japanese pop culture. I kind of grew up a generation too late because you know I was influenced by my parents, but this one isn't that old, but it's pretty new. It's early 2000s.
No, that's perfect. I think you would have been a little like too generic if you just played, you know, J-pop, as much as that's also part of the culture, you know.
I
think this would give us a better insight.
All right.
And
have we had any Japanese music in the radio show before?
Not yet.
Not this year.
Not yet. We could invite Leo's, you know.
Rika.
Yeah. She's like actually from Japan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like actually, like.
Yeah, I'm just kind of from. I'm like
Tomoki's
not
half.
Really from Japan, but.
But she's like literally from.
Are there any more Japanese other than her and you?
Yeah, so there's Kentaro, right?
Oh, the guy that played at the extra... Yep. He's so cool.
And he plays a trumpet. He's a great guy. And there's another guy who's first year called Ren, Maki no Ren.
Ren Maki no Ren?
Yeah. Ren Maki no.
I
And he's a first year, but he grew up in America like Kentaro.
Oh.
And there's a girl who's quarter American and three quarters Japanese. She's called Chris Hessel. And she's, she's Japanese. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yep.
Three quarters. Yep. So.
Oh, and there's Wataru. I don't know him. Wataru Ando. He's a junior, but I don't know him at all.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people. Yeah,
those are all the...
Japanese people, if you're listening to us, please, please call us. What was the name of the song again?
Kimi wa Taiyo.
Kimi wa Taiyo. I'm going to try to spell that. Kimi wa Taiyo.
Taiyo.
Wa Taiyo. Good enough? How is that?
So, space between Kimi and wa.
Kimi and wa.
And then space. And then... AI instead of
AI,
okay. And then U at the end.
Watayo?
No. T A I O U.
Yeah, good enough.
Okay, sure. Oh my gosh.
You can play whenever you want.
All right, here goes.
Enjoy. There we go. Not yet. Yes, enjoy now. We're having some technical difficulties with Tomoki's phone.
Right, we're good.
It's funny because we started with technical difficulties with the whole volume thing.
Right, we're good.
Well, you know, it's just us and some of Tomoki's friends, so it doesn't really matter. Are we good?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're back.
Yeah. Do you have your microphone?
Oh.
If you don't have your microphone, tomorrow,
oh, yeah.
No one's
going to
have
it. Now we're back.
We're not that technological. But yeah, that was the first song that we've had. And Tomoki, what's special about this song for you?
That song?
Yeah, tell me all about it. Would you listen to this like when it's a rainy night in Japan and you're in your room by yourself and watching outside the orange street lights?
You know what's funny for me is like I recently started listening to this band and this song, and the reason is growing up, you know, I didn't listen to too much Japanese music. I only listened to songs that my parents liked, you know, so I didn't grow up with that pop culture. So I think coming to America like made me realize like the importance of my Japanese identity. So that type of like longing made me want to like search Japanese songs and like, you know, kind of reconnect to my culture. So like because of that, I stumbled across this band and this song and I really enjoyed it. So it became a song that I listened to a lot. So it's not necessarily even like the lyrics that are special to me, but it's more of the situation where like I just it was kind of symbolism of a way for me to appreciate where I'm from, I guess, because growing up I didn't have much of that opportunity. And that's why I like that song.
Yeah, that was very deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
I didn't want to get too deep. No, it's perfect. I just, you know, wanted to show the funny side of being deep.
I see, yeah.
What does it mean, though? Spitz, you know?
Spitz? I haven't researched it.
Not the name of the band, but I'm, like, more curious about the name of the song, you know?
Yeah, Kimi wa Taiyo. So it's talking about... I think it's, in many ways, like, a typical love song where it's saying, like, the girl that... he likes is like the sun. It's like
the sun.
She's the sun to him.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and yeah,
I have a particular liking for love songs. So
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so it's just about describing how like he feels around this girl, and
did you ever listen to this song when you felt like that?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom? No, probably just walking around the quad. Okay. Yeah.
Good enough.
You know. Do you listen to songs in the bathroom, Kemal?
No, not really. It's just... It was funny to imagine... It was funny to imagine Tomoki listening to You're Like the Sun.
Yeah. In the bathroom?
Yeah.
I just watch, like, The Tonight Show while I'm in the bathroom.
Well...
Yeah.
All right, what's the...
Next song?
Yeah, I mean, is there anything else you want to add about this? We are all very tired, I feel like.
Yeah.
I only got like 5
Yeah, I can see that you're really dead today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little exaggerating.
Okay, yeah. I'm a little tired.
What was the Japanese girl's name? Like the one that graduated a year ago?
I know.
It starts with K. Yeah, something like...
Katavita Sakaki?
No. Oh, Kanako.
Kanako.
I think she went back to Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I actually do want to go to grad school in Japan, something like that.
I want to visit Japan.
Mm. I was actually going to go this summer for a month, but then I decided not to because Janine was like, don't get out of the country, you know, don't risk it, and... Also, the plane prices went up a little bit since I last checked. So I guess I'm never going because, you know, once work starts, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, you know, it's one of the countries that most people are very interested in. I think before K-pop was like the thing, you know, Japanese culture was very widely appreciate
it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with the anime and manga.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you read any mangas?
Yeah, I do. I haven't read recently just because I'm busy, but usually over the breaks I like catch up with all the manga. I don't really watch, but I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you wanted to mention any of them.
My favorites are like... There's some that I've finished that are really good, that are completed, like Full Metal Alchemist or like, you know, the classics, and... I like One Piece, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What about Death Note?
Yeah, I like Death Note.
Death Note has gotten a little, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, when I was in high school, it was cool.
This is so cool. Yeah. I mean, I only watched it once.
Now it's like the characters think they're too cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, I feel that. But, yeah, One Piece is probably my favorite, but I'm trying to think of, man, I'm already forgetting all the ones I follow, but... Yeah, there's ones that I just follow just because I've put too much effort in following them that I can't stop following them because, you know, like Fairy Tail. I don't really care about Fairy Tail, but I just do it.
Well, it's going to end soon, so.
Oh, but I like, of course, Attack on Titan. Shingeki no Kyojin.
Do you read the manga or do you watch the...
Manga.
Okay,
I should watch it. I hear that it's good. Anime is good.
It's decent. Yeah. Well, anyways, before we lose all the... what's the next song that you...
A thousand of them. So this song is called Soro Afriki.
Soro Afriki?
Yeah.
Is it something about Africa?
Sorry?
Is it something about Africa?
Yeah, so it's related. So what's really cool about this,
it's a Japanese song about Africa. So it combines the background that you come in.
It is a sort and of combination. It is a sort of combination, which is really cool. So my favorite jazz band... contemporary jazz band is called Snarky Puppy.
Oh, this is gonna be too cool that people are just, you know, I don't know.
They will want to call us afterwards.
They're based out of, where are they based out of? I think it's New York. Yeah, there's probably gonna be some like major Snarky Puppy fan that's like, you're wrong or something. But, yeah, but anyway, they're my favorite jazz band, and they're really cool. And so what was funny was that when I heard this song by them, I really recognized the voice. And I was like, I've heard this voice before. And then I researched it, and it had like a West African, like African pop type, like, sound to it. And I was wondering, like...
It was your mom?
I researched it. I was researching it. Then I noticed that the singer in it is Salif Keita. And he's a very famous, one of the most famous... African voices, you could say. He's from Mali, and what he's famous for is he's often called the golden voice of Africa, and he's famous for multiple reasons. One, for being albino, but as well as, of course, being a fantastic musician. And I grew up listening to him because he's just such a famous singer in across Africa. And so, like, when I stumbled across his song, I was just really happy because it was like one of my childhood memory of this amazing voice combined with my favorite jazz band. So it's a really precious song.
I feel like this is going to bring up the quality too much that we're not going to be able to talk about anything else after this.
Yeah.
I actually knew about Salif Keita a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think in high school I...
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm a little... my expectations are really high right now.
Okay. I mean, if you don't appreciate jazz, I don't know.
No, I appreciate jazz. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate jazz more than I appreciate... Anyways.
All right. Should I start?
Yeah, yes. Wait whenever you'd like. Enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. That was the best Soto song we've freaking played in Plus 90. No.
It is, but, practically.
Oh, wow. But it was a really nice song. It was really enjoyable to see how those two cultures came together. Mm. But, we were also watching the video on YouTube as well, and all of the musicians, like, none of them seemed Japanese to me. Like, it was mostly,
I didn't say they were Japanese.
No, yeah, I would. Oh, okay. I was just wondering if, like, no. There was...
No, I don't think any of them are.
I see, okay.
They're all American.
I see. So it's more like a mix of American-African.
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah.
I see. I thought it was gonna be Japanese African.
No.
So that was Snarky Puppy, right?
Snarky yes, Puppy, that was Snarky yeah. Puppy.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah,
Snarky
I was
Puppy.
Gonna go to a live concert over Snarky winter Puppy. Break on New Year's, but
that
plans
that's
fell
like
through
a
the roof.
High school band name.
Snarky Puppy. Yeah, no, man, it's like the best.
We're one. Snarky Puppy.
Snarky Puppy.
Popper. Snarky Popper. And Tomoki doesn't know what song he's gonna play next.
We can make it more
but yeah,
something that's more familiar to probably most of the audience.
Oh yeah, interesting.
That has a lot of meaning.
Well, you know, the audience is currently it's three people. So okay. If you wanna refer to majority of the audience, that's gonna be two people.
Wait, it's four now. Oh, Dil. Hey, Dil gang.
My sister just
I was wondering who that was.
Came to the studio. But she's not gonna be part of the show, don't worry, folks. But yeah, let's talk about the song a little bit. Tamar, before you sleep, what do you think about the song?
Well, I loved it because, like, I'm very sleepy today. And it was very relaxing and very peaceful. And it put me in the right mood for sleep. But I actually cannot go to sleep because I need to go to Skillman and work on my citations.
Yep.
They all need to be in the Chicago style for my thesis, yeah.
Okay.
So
why Chicago style?
Because that's what history and
because so that's how I like my pizza. No,
that's what most humanities use.
Worst joke of the century.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm sorry though, I couldn't hear yeah, that.
What? No, that's what most humanities use, Chicago
okay.
style.
I see.
Yep, she knows.
Really? In Turkey we always did MLA.
Yeah, even me.
MLA yeah. is mostly done for like English majors. Like
interest.
First off, like I guess literature MLA is fine. Or,
I always do MLA when I'm writing something.
I mean, some professors don't care, but yeah. if you're doing a thesis or if you're taking a class with a professor who really cares, then they want you to do something like more specific.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. But yeah, I personally really liked the song, especially because, you know, you could clearly see that there was a mix of cultures because Fusion. Previously we had a lot of African students in the show, mm. you know, we actually had Jocelyn, we had, I think maybe we didn't have Clara. if we did, I'm you know, being really bad right now, but we had, you know, multiple other people too. And definitely, you know, not only the songs that they've played, but also the songs that I know personally, you know, I felt like it was a really nice combination, you know. Mm. I don't know, you know, is there anything that you want to talk about it? I didn't really feel that it was like jazzy or like maybe yeah. is it African jazz is?
No, so there's different types of jazz, right? And different, like, I guess ages in jazz. So I mean, I think a lot of people the idea of jazz they have is some people have like the smooth, like slow type of jazz kind, and then there's more like contemporary jazz that experiments more with sounds and that's the type of jazz I really enjoy, which often is more fast paced and it changes and it's you know, abrupt and like
I understand what you mean.
So this is one form of jazz, but there's many others that I also appreciate, especially
would you say that this is a more modern type of jazz?
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely more modern. Yeah.
Do you go to like jazz concerts to William Arts Center? Because I think they bring pretty good
they
musicians.
Do. Yeah, they do bring really good.
In fact, they brought my favorite Japanese jazz pianist here. And I missed it because I didn't know about it. And it was my biggest regret of my time here. Like,
when was it?
This was last semester.
Ah.
She's called Uehara Hiromi.
Oh,
oh, I went.
I went. She is. She was amazing.
She is my favorite.
She had
jazz
so much energy.
But you know, she wasn't just like jazz. There was so much more in it.
There was a lot.
But you could definitely feel that there was you know, an influence of jazz in it.
Yeah, she was like running around and playing on like keyboard and the piano and like she's so cool.
What I love about her and also Snarky Puppy is that you can tell when they're playing they're having so much fun. Like visibly, and I just really love that. Like they're
I feel like when she was here, you know, if you remember when she was giving signatures, she I felt that she looked very, I don't know, maybe tired or like I said that she looked you know, I said upset or stressed or depressed because she just had this face, like, you know, expression on her face, which, you know, showed at least I felt that she was just there to, you know, because she had to be. Not necessarily, you know, she played because she didn't want, I mean, she had to,
I mean,
but
was it after
more
the
like,
show,
you know,
though?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
She
was probably just exhausted.
No,
from
I mean, I understand
that.
You know, I'm just sharing, I was just wondering if. I mean, it was not really a question. I guess it was just interesting for me to see that she, I don't know, looked troubled to me. I don't know if you remember, I actually told you, Tamar, and, you know, you looked at her. But yeah, anyways, I really enjoyed her music, though.
I think she was cute.
Yeah, she's...
That's all I remember.
I was introduced to her by my high school roommate in boarding school. Because he's a crazy musician, and he went to he is right now in Berklee College of Music. And she's a graduate of Berklee College of Music, so that's how he got to know her, and he introduced it to me, and then I became obsessed with her music. So it's interesting. And then she came here, and I didn't know about it, and I was mad for like a month. Myself.
They actually brought the most famous pianist in Turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was in Spain.
I actually went. It was really nice.
Well, I listened to him when I was in high school because my high school brought him too, which was very lucky of us. But yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, and they brought the most famous Georgian pianist.
Yeah, that
was
amazing. Really? That was was my favorite. My like entire life I have never felt that just influenced by music.
It was
absolutely fascinating.
This is why I regret, oh my goodness, I hope more opportunities like this come up in my
next
2 years.
I hope this was the best it will ever be, then it goes down because I'm graduating. But yeah, I'm sure they're gonna bring wonderful people, you know. They still have some really good people coming up, you know, I think, because I try to follow it closely. But yeah, you know, I really like the song. Let's play the next one.
All right, this is,
or like, do you want to talk about your, I don't know, your background, or like how it was?
Isn't this a radio? Isn't this a, I mean, whatever you want, whatever you think is better for,
no,
the,
I,
for the viewers.
What do you want to do? Do you want to play that song? Did you, like, we could play that song then talk about it.
Are
you going to pull out the plug again?
No, I wasn't. Sorry about that.
We had a technical difficulty during the song. Tomoki just felt like he wanted to pull out the...
This song is probably more familiar to some of you. It's a song by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh,
I love them.
Bridge Over Troubled Waters. This song, I would say, is really my favorite song ever. Just
really?
Yeah, nothing beats this song for me, I think. And then I guess I can talk a little bit.
I could
about
play
it.
This too.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
We don't have to have the danger of.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
And we could save your battery on the phone.
So is there any like cultural reference to this now?
Well, I can talk about a misconception about the song. So people think that in this song they're talking about...
Why don't you talk about it?
After. And also go to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah. You just don't know how this works.
Yeah, I don't know how this works, to be honest. Talk about it afterwards.
Enjoy the song, everyone. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I
It's a lie.
Yeah, that it's the misconception.
Yeah.
I found the misconception about the song, my friends.
Oh, are we back on?
Yes, we're back right. on. Because that was the end of the song.
Right.
What okay, do you want? You just want endless silence after. Are we back on?
No, instead of. Wait, where's mine?
you don't have your microphone again, Tamar?
Well, instead of silence, maybe we want sound of silence.
Oh.
Well, that would be too. Sounds of not silence. So I think we should play something else if we're gonna play.
Okay.
Or like, if you really do, you really want to play Sound of Silence?
No, it's. I mean, I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
It's a great song.
No, I mean we could play it last. I just wanted to talk about this one a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk. I want to hear the misconception.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the misconception is that the silver girl in the song is a reference. To a needle, and the song is really about heroin.
Exactly.
But that's of course we wouldn't play such songs in
of course
you
not.
Know
of course
Lafayette not. College and
yeah.
The real meaning is that it's an inside joke, and Silver Girl is what Simon called her wife.
Exactly.
When his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sorry. His wife. I'm sorry for my English. Peggy Harper. When she got her first gray hair.
Well, you really know this song, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, this is I'm all about this song, you know. But yeah, it's and he wrote the third verse on the fly.
Yeah,
as I'm crazy. Reading this off a blog.
Oh, you're so knowledgeable about this.
Yeah, it's funny because so many people that know the song think they're like, oh, I know the true meaning behind the song. It's talking about like injecting heroin because like the needle is silver, so it's like Silver Girl, and it says.
But you know, Simon and Garfunkel are not like singers that would you know sing about drugs. You know, I feel like you know their personality is not. That kind of
I feel
band.
Like they're too
and
sweet for heroin. Like, did they actually do heroin
I
at
don't
some
know.
Point?
Well, you know, let's look at Beatles now.
Yeah, that's true.
As they talk
that's
a lot true. About drugs.
But yeah, it makes sense. So it seems like, you know, the song's about like when I'm feeling down, when, you know, whatever, when I'm feeling bad, troubled, I, you know, inject heroin and then the time for heroin to shine has come and then all my dreams are on their way. So it makes sense, but it's really just about his wife. So it's a misconception. But. Yeah, I like this song because I grew up with it. My parents are big Simon and Garfunkel fans.
Yeah, so. I love Simon and Garfunkel. I used to listen to them all the time in high school.
Yeah, so I listened to them and then it just became this like home feeling. But then later I really listened to them and really listened to the lyrics and really appreciated it. So it's precious to me on different levels. But
it's such a nice like, you know, like like a bridge on troubled water.
Like the imagery they use to me is just genius.
And you know, it really like talks about how someone can comfort someone else because you know, I'm sure we all have had moments where we needed someone else's aid to be you know, or like someone magically comforted us and we were like, damn, I didn't think I was going to be this comfortable for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
I'm sure we didn't say damn, but that, you know, I really like how they put that feeling into the lyrics. Yeah. It's kind of reminds me of how, you know, some of the good movies that I like really makes the emotions or expressions of real life come alive.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could say that it's similar to that in a sense. So what's special about this song other than those?
Yeah, I think it's just like the way they expressed what it is like to have someone that comforts you or or comforting someone. And I think whether it's a good friend or whether it is someone who you really love or whether it's family, I don't know. It just really expresses what it's like for people to comfort you when you're going through hard times. And I think that is something that everyone needs, everyone and anyone needs. So
I feel like Tamar is gonna say something. Yeah. She's waiting patiently.
I'm just nodding and like agreeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me the imagery of bridge over troubled waters, like that imagery is so like anyone can really see that, like a bridge over troubled waters.
What does a troubled water look like?
I would say like water that isn't slow, it's like fast flowing and mm-hmm. dangerous, and if you mm-hmm. if you jump into it, you're gonna get sucked right mm-hmm. into it, and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like in your head, it's not like a water that's, you know, different color, maybe gray.
No.
You know, maybe
in my head it's like this really dirty river in Tbilisi. Yeah,
even that.
It could be dirty water, or yeah. it could be like really rapid water, and I was wondering which one you were gonna, because I was thinking about both of them. And
right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. So it could be either, but I really like that image of
definitely
being a bridge for
mm-hmm. someone.
For someone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been so deep.
Yeah. Not really. I feel like I've been joking too much, and I should, but I didn't want to make it too serious, because then I feel like we're all gonna cry, and like
we're all tired and emotional.
Yeah. You know, Mila is listening, so she's probably gonna make fun of us.
Hey, Mila.
Hi, Mila.
Get out of here, Mila.
come on.
Hi, Delgay. I know she's watching.
But yeah, I. So right now we have two choices. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to know about your background, or like we could play The Sound of Silence, which is your decisions. Which does
Tamar's
matter.
Call.
Tamar.
So we have 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
How about we talk about his background for 2 minutes and then we play The Sound of Silence?
That's fine. That's fine with me. I'm perfectly okay with that.
Okay. Tell us your life story in 2 minutes.
Oh, well, that's a little tough.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, so I was born in...
You just wasted 10 seconds.
I was born in Ethiopia. And because my parents were working there in an NGO, my father studied agriculture and development, so he was in Ethiopia working with that stuff. Then my father, through Ethiopia, got to know Rwandans and about the Rwandan genocide and the effects of that, and he really had a heart for working for conflict resolution and peace in Rwanda. So then he decided from Ethiopia to study peace and conflict resolution in England for his PhD, and so we went to England. Mm-hmm. I lived there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. When I was 8, my dad finally felt that our family was ready to, you know, we felt all ready to move to Rwanda to start our work there. And so he was working in an NGO that worked to reconcile genocide victims and offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Like peace and reconciliation is...
That's really interesting. Over the summer, I actually worked at this NGO called Genocide Watch. It's based in D.C. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually my boss was there... Right, like he was one of the first Americans to go to Rwanda after the genocide. So that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ottoman Empire did the Armenian genocide.
Yeah.
So I also have a...
it's good that you admit. I mean, because most Turkish people don't.
But yeah, so my dad was...
It's a different kind of genocide, but let's not talk about...
Particularly in kind of directing this program where... prisoners from the genocide volunteer to make houses for the people they personally like harmed.
Mm-hmm.
So that, my dad kind of gathers people who are willing to do that, and they do that, and then through that, hopefully reconciliation happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a very hard thing, and it's super hard, but but now he still works for that NGO, but he primarily now teaches at a university.
That's cool.
He teaches peace and conflict resolution.
Do they live in Kigali?
Butare, which is... They used to live in Kigali. We all used to live in Kigali. Now we live in...
Butare.
And my mother, she teaches occasionally at a school, at an elementary school of a good friend of ours, and teaches them various things in like Japanese culture, but as well as just practical things. So,
mm-hmm. Wait, very quick question. How did you feel moving so much in here? Because, you know, I moved around a lot when I was little too, you know.
Yeah.
We moved around like 10, 12 times.
Yeah.
But, you know, we moved in Turkey.
Yeah. So there's benefits to it, definitely, where, like, you get to experience different cultures, and that gives you an experience, not just the experience in itself, but as well an ability to adapt to new mm-hmm. places, but also it really helps you with being a good communicator and mm-hmm. a mediator of sorts, mm-hmm. because you...
But would you have wished to stay at the same place?
No, do not regret my...
Because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of parents are like, oh, this is going to, you know, mess up my kid.
Right.
And you know, I feel like, you know, for me at least, I was also grateful for it.
I'm very grateful. The hardship is, you know, needing to leave friends all the time, having nowhere where you really consider home, not having one solid place that is your identity.
Definitely there are so many difficulties to it when you're especially at that age, you know. I had people blame me because their, you know, teacher left I came in and their teacher left that year, and they blamed me and they attacked me, and I'm like, such a beautiful place to live in. But yeah, later I really appreciated it, and you know, I feel like when you're little you don't really care that much. You just, you know, find something else to do.
Yeah, it's true. And then it's later when you think about it.
Have you seen the movie Manchester by the Sea?
No, but I want to. I
really because there is also that topic of, like, you know, the moving, and they decide not to because the kid wants to stay in the same high school.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big idea in the U.S., especially, you know, same city for a long time.
I think this is definitely past 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's okay. It's my sister.
No, this was really interesting.
I'm sorry, Doge.
Like, I met this guy on the plane when I was coming back from Ukraine, and he was 60-something years old, and he lived in, you know, the same little town for his entire life, never left.
That's most people in the world, though.
Yeah,
I mean, outside of the West.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. It's a blessing to be able to travel. So, I'm very grateful for my experiences. Mm-hmm. But
thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Sound of Silence. Enjoy.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed. Flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said, the